Yeah, I'm really excited to be making my debut with State Opera of South Australia for the world premiere of Cloud Street. It's a great, iconic Australian novel, 25 years in the making since it debuted for Tim Winton. And it's, you know, become a play, it's become a telly mini-series, and, yeah, now a world premiere opera, which is just fantastic. And I'm really excited to be one of the lead characters singing as an Aboriginal man on stage for a major Australian opera company.
In case our listeners aren't aware, you are the grandson of the amazing Aboriginal elder and author, amongst many other things, Ruth Hegarty, or Nana Ruth, as she is known. What was it like growing up with such an inspirational woman as your grandmother?
Yeah, well, Nan's really my inspiration for getting into opera as well. So not only is you know, her story incredible of you know, coming from Cherbourg Aboriginal Mission and, you know, getting an education for her kids, and, you know, she really understood the importance of that. But she really pushed us grandkids and her great-grandkids to go after our dreams. So, you know, when I was 12, 13, first year of high school in Queensland, and, you know, I got sort of scouted as a bit of a talent in singing, you know, my nan was the one that showed me a documentary of Harold Blair, the Aboriginal opera singer, who's also a Goongri man, and that's our mob. And, you know, so Nan really put it forward, you know, that, you know, go for your dreams and go for something amazing. And, you know, it's because of her, you know, not only her own story and her own, you know, encouragement of us, but really spotting my talent and directing it, you know, giving it a direction. So, you know, I set the goal when I was 13 to be the first Aboriginal to hold a contract with Opera Australia, which I fulfilled in 2012. You know, and that's all because of our amazing Nana Ruth. And the best part of this production is, you know, Nan's 85, going on 86 now, but she's actually going to be coming, flying down next week for the world premiere on opening night. And she'll get to see me perform on stage in this role. But not only that, but it'll be her first time ever seeing me perform live on stage.
I'm really interested in this idea of having role models. How do you think that that can help young Aboriginal people to sort of see someone that they can aspire to be like? Do you think that's an important thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my day job is actually working within education in the ACT in Canberra for the ACT government. You know, so I know, you know, how important it is to inspire kids to you know, think outside of their current circumstances. And I think that's what role models do is you know, you can get inspired by them of what they've overcome to achieve that. And not because you've got the same story, but just that, you know, they thought bigger than their current circumstances. I think that's really important, you know. I grew up in a small country town in Queensland. I didn't have a lot of arts around me or a lot of opportunities for that. So, you know, being able to see a story like Harold Blair's and think that he got picked up from the cane fields and taken to Melbourne and ended up travelling to the United States as an opera singer, you know, you can dream big and get out of your current circumstances. So I'm really big on what communities can do to support each other. And, you know, that's older and younger. You can get inspired by a younger person as well. It's not always just someone older. But it's really just getting outside of, you know, what are your current circumstances and what do you want? And then, you know, making direction to get there. Yeah, very, very big part of my life and what's allowed me to achieve my goals.
Singing the national anthem at the NRL State of Origin Games, and also listeners might have heard you performing at the Dreamtime at the G Games. What are those experiences like?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a massive passion for sport and, you know, from a sporting family. So for me, it was kind of the ultimate. I wasn't talented enough as a footballer to be able to play at Suncorp Stadium or, you know, Lang Park up there in Brisbane. So kind of was almost a childhood dream to be able to sing the national anthem. You know, I know the national anthem can be controversial and, you know, it doesn't really include us and it doesn't represent us, but it is, you know, our current, you know, national anthem. But for me, it was almost that thing of combining, not so much the national anthem, but combining my talent as an opera singer with my other, you know, passion, which is sport and being able to do that. Performing on those stages where I'm combining my passions is something that I've really, really enjoyed. And seriously, it's quite surreal to know that, you know, there's 60,000 at Suncorp Stadium or 88,000 at the MCG, you know, singing along with you. Or watching you perform, you know, we don't get those crowds in the art centre. And so, yeah, it was really, really amazing experiences.
In 2007, you wrote and performed in a one-man show. What was that like? Is that something you want to pursue in the future?
Yeah, I got to go over with a dramaturg and good friend of mine, Nadine McDonald, who Queensland audiences will know pretty well. And she, you know, just inspired me to sort of, you know, come up with, you know, what's my journey and what do I want to do? Because you've got to be creative in our industry. So, look, it's probably, you know, not where my skill sets lie, but a lot of that stuff that I did back then, I'm actually looking at in the process right now of writing a book. So it won't probably so much be a one-man show, but it's going to be a book of that journey and what's inspired me and what my journey's been, especially a person of mixed race, you know. So having to deal with, you know, that you're not black enough for some scenes, but you're too white for other scenes. And having those generalizations, you know, shoved in your face at different times. As an Aboriginal person pursuing opera, you know, I mean, that's not something that, you know, many people have done. And it was through a connection with the amazing soprano Deborah Cheatham that, you know, she took me under her wing and gave me the courage to really continue my dream when I'd kind of almost, you know, put it on the back burner. So it was through her production of Pecan Summer that I got to really raise my game as far as performing goes. And she had a, you know, and still does, has an amazing program of developing opera singers with her company, Short Black Opera Company. Yeah, so look, being able to be creative in our industry is so important, and to be able to create work for yourself or for others is incredible. So coming back to Cloud Street, you know, I'm being able to create this character for the first time, you know, so I'm being able to bring, you know, my culture and to talk with our cultural advisor, Nikki Ashby, you know, about what we can bring to the stage that, you know, that our director, Gail Edwards, who's an internationally regarded director, you know, she isn't able to understand because she's not Aboriginal, you know. So, you know, Nikki and I can bring something else to stage. So it's really, I love being a part of something that you can be so creative at.